Welcome to the review. Today we're going to be talking about episode 3 of Game of Thrones, The Long Night. Check it out. I'm here, as always, with my boy Lee and my homegirl Alicia.
Hey, y'all.
This past week on Game of Thrones, we had the Long Night episode, aka the Battle of Winterfell. Now, before we get too deep into it, overall, how did you feel about the episode? Better yet, at the end of the episode, what emotion did you have?
I had to reflect on life. I had shivers. I was angry. I was happy. I didn't know what to do with myself.
I had to sit
and stare at the monitor after about 5 minutes after the episode and saying a couple things because I knew I couldn't go into too much detail. But the only thing I could do is watch the episode again.
You rewatched it after you watched it?
Right after that.
Immediately.
Yes, immediately.
Okay. Did you lighten up the episode? Did you go to...
Well, see, the way my TV is set up, I didn't have no darkness problems.
All right. I hear you're flexing on us.
Can't hide money.
Exactly. Alicia, how did you feel at the conclusion of the episode?
I was equal parts hype because I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, but that's it? Really? I mean, all right. I really walked away with an all right.
Yeah, I didn't actually have an opinion on the episode until after the second watch.
My thought after the episode ended was, I'm going to sleep just fine. At the beginning of the episode, I felt some type of way. Mm-hmm. But at the end, I was like, all right, well, that was a thing.
That was that.
And it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, so jumping right into it, like overall, I would give that episode scale of 1 to 10. Like if we're being for real.
Go for it.
I'm giving it, it's like a 6.5.
Blasphemer.
It's like a 6.5. If we're keeping it funky, it's on academic probation.
What?
Like, if we're being for real. The whole episode, beginning and end, we're going to talk more about it. Where do you rate it? Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm rating it an 8. By it. I'm giving it an 8.
An 8?
I'm giving it an 8.
All right.
Because it's clearly better than the first two episodes. And I gave them like...
Is it? Is it?
Yes, but we'll wait until we break it down.
All right.
Oh. It is not on the Dean's list.
Mm-mm.
It passed. Totally passed.
At least I thought we were friends.
I don't know.
We right. are, but...
What's the grade? What's scale of 1 to 10?
And this is boosted 7.
Hey, what's the bell
curve? Boosted? You gave it a curve? You like, graded it on a curve?
And well, because of what happened.
Okay.
And you know how I am about like scaling based on how my emotional reaction is. All right. If I hadn't had that.
And real quick, I don't feel like I need to say this because the title of this episode is reviewing episode 3 of Game of Thrones. But just for the heck of it, there are spoilers. We're going to talk about everything that happens in the episode. So
yes.
If you haven't watched the episode, you're pretty much an idiot for clicking on this video.
That's right. Because it comes on, well, tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. If this comes out Saturday. Hey, don't you date it. Now I feel pressure to put it out by a certain time. I'm going to edit that out to put it where I want it.
But yeah, if I didn't have the boost, it's in a 6-ish kind of range. It didn't do it for me. I think that there are other reasons why, but it was just kind of meh.
Let's just jump right into talking about it. The first 10-15 minutes of this episode, before anybody said a word outside of Melisandre telling them to put their swords up,
which was
fire.
Dope.
Yes. It was 10.
That's,
it was on.
That's what got, dope. That's what got it to about a 6.5 for me. There's only another 1.5 that it got for the rest of the episode for me. I'm telling you, this is why I said we wait till we break it down.
Because you said 8.
Yeah, it got to about a 6.5 just on that.
Right
it
there.
Was only gotcha. It only got another 1.5 after that.
Like that part was the way the cinematography, and we talked about this in the last episode, the way they were following Sam around. And you could hear his nerve. Like, you could tell they had the mics up for his breathing. He was super nervous. And it's that one shot. I love anytime music videos, movies, televisions, they do that one shot. It's absolutely amazing. It makes you feel like you're there.
That's right.
Where it's following him around. I started getting anxious. And then it switched from Sam to Tyrion walking around.
And I think that was the point of it. Like, the buildup. Like, we're just the anticipation and waiting. Because we're, like, running around here. And it's like, okay, we're trying to get everybody in formation. And... we don't know. We can't see shit.
Can't see anything.
And that continued. Then that just created more confusion, more anticipation, more anxiety, all of those things. You're like, what's happening? And at one point you just go, okay, seriously, what's happening? And then it all starts happening.
It started happening. And like I was, like I said, we're coming off the first 15 minutes. First 15 minutes, absolutely fire. I would argue it may be my favorite 15-minute segment in the whole series.
Okay.
Because you're on pins and needles. Like, it's super quiet. Nobody's saying anything. There's no sounds being made. You don't know what's about to happen. And, like, that's perfect.
They did a great job building the mood.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is essentially what got me to an 8. Writing is just a small part of any episode, okay? And writing took away from the episode. But generally speaking, they built the mood.
Mm-hmm.
They built the tone. You know, they let it crescendo, right?
Yep.
And listen, I understand people couldn't see stuff. Imagine you lived in Westeros in the north in the dead of winter out where there's just that castle. You wouldn't be able to see anything either. That's what builds the mood.
Darkness,
you don't know what's coming at you, right? And knowing that you got an army of dead things coming for you, and they have a dragon, they got other stuff. Knowing this, they knew this, right? Mm-hmm. Knowing that, I wouldn't have much to say either, for real.
No, you're at this point terrified. That's what
exactly
it was.
Right.
It's just sheer terror. Like, we don't have an idea of which direction. Like, we hope they're coming this way because this is where we've pointed everything. But what if they're coming from over there, you know, around the corner?
Uh-huh.
So we don't know any of that. Okay. We're hoping that it all pans out well. But I think that they did a really, really good job of that. And then some of the shots that you could actually see, which weren't many, some of them were beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dragons above the clouds.
Lee, you just said that, you know, if you're there, you wouldn't have much to say either. There had to be like two or three people like off to the side somewhere being like for real, for real. Like, we got to do this for real. Like, you really believe John? John know what he's talking about.
I'm telling you, they were unsullied. It was the black folks saying that. They were like, seriously? Seriously, we just going to be out here in the dark.
The Dothrak was like, okay,
can we break down the flaws of this episode at some point?
Yes, yes, definitely. But I will say this, that was part of the 15 minutes. What happened to the Dothrak? Because you want to talk about getting hyped?
Yes.
And then getting scared?
Yes.
So quick, you're like, all right, we got fire swords. We ready to do this thing.
And then you're like, Red Lady, contribute, girl.
Exactly.
Yes.
Contribute, girl.
She came off the bench.
Yes.
She came sixth man of the year.
She sure did,
I'm so glad Davos didn't kill you already because he was ready.
Oh,
hand on sword. He was like, why are you here, girl? You knew the rules.
Like, but it was going to happen.
A, why'd you come from the north? Like, what do you know? You know what I mean? Like, we already know that she just knows stuff we don't know.
She was able to come from the north because when she takes the necklace off, she looks like a walker. So she ain't...
Facts.
And she ain't put the necklace back on
facts.
Until
and
she
considering
got...
considering their dust, yeah.
Exactly.
You're on point. Yeah, yes. That's exactly right.
But yeah, so like you're looking at it. She comes out there. She does her thing. And I got hype. I was on the couch.
We all did. Everybody.
When all them swords got on fire, and I was like, all right, boom. That's like... 10,000 swords right there.
I was just wondering who she was gonna have sex with.
I need you to grow up. And so like,
she's my Sansa.
I'm like, boom, that's like 10,000 Dothrak. They're going.
Gone.
They're going.
Ready.
Boom.
We are lit, like, literally.
And we're watching it. And I'm like,
who is not lit?
It's like 7,000.
Somebody said, well,
it's like 4,000.
Let's just see if they out there right quick. Send all of these money.
There's like there's like 50 flames.
I was like, oh, y'all didn't pay y'all's light bill.
There's 3 flames.
Going out.
Bro, you could have sent one brother out there. And he came back like, yeah, they there.
Yo, they sent them all.
Oh, and them little swords you got? Nah, they ain't gonna help.
They sent all of them.
Look, that's cute. You get your little swords.
He came back and said, little fire. They come back and say, put the swords out. Put them out.
Right. Put them out.
We don't need them. Put them out.
All the Dothrak, Jorah, and Ghost.
Ghost.
Y'all are just randomly putting Ghost in. I feel like we should be putting more respect on Ghost's name.
Listen, Ghost got out there was like, burr.
And they were like, look, we ran out of budget. Okay, you get 8 seconds of Ghost and enjoy yourself.
Now, are we in agreement that the Dothrak should have chilled until the walkers came up to them? Like, I feel like it's a terrible strategy, not to go into other ones, but I feel like it's a terrible strategy to go out and, because worst case scenario, it's a staring contest. And right. Nobody moves. Let's live that out for a minute.
Let me tell you how wrong they did the Dothraki. These fools can't speak Westerosi. They can't speak the common tongue.
Mm-mm.
They don't know anything except big open grass fields. Hell, they were new to boats, for real.
They don't do water.
Look, they don't do none of that.
And now it's cold.
You put them in the cold, in the dark, and tell them that they're going to ride into the dark before the swords got lit, they was just going to ride up in there in the dark any damn way. They could have tripped over some logs.
No kind of light. No flashlights. No candles.
Look,
nothing.
You ain't even follow them up with nothing. You just send them out there and no backup. So, whose idea was this to send your light cavalry into the middle of a horde of undead things.
In the dark.
You don't even do that in the daylight.
With no scouting.
This is not heavy cavalry. You do not have armored horses and knights. This is light cavalry. You attack flanks. You hold back. You send your infantry first. What are you doing?
Lee, you are one hell of a risk player, aren't you? You just be taking over Peru.
Man, it's battleship, Ecuador. Man. It's battleship, bro.
But no, you're right. Like, the strategy just seemed to be...
Yeah, they sunk her battleship. We had it all. We were, again, we were lit, and then we weren't.
And at that moment, once we saw those lights get put out, literally, Daenerys was like, you know what? Screw it. Screw the plan. Like, they had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know what? Screw the plan. Right. And I don't know how I feel about that, because I see the results of it, and the dragons needed to be out there.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the plan. They didn't want the Night King to know that the dragons were there. Or whatever. Remember, John
was like, to not scare him off.
Yeah.
How well did that turn out? Oh, he showed.
But
he brought the whole damn winter with him.
I was about to say, now who was Storm? Because this seems unfair.
Where did Holly Berry just show up?
Hold on. Storm?
That's right.
He didn't cross over to a different fandom.
Look, Iceman.
Because the weather changed.
To be fair, it was fair because he's done it before.
Brought the winter?
Yeah.
When?
When they started approaching the wall, originally, a few seasons ago. They started approaching the wall. They had a blizzard with them, and they've mentioned it in the show and in the books multiple times that he brings the winter with him.
I figured it would be a situation where this, like,
but he stayed cheap.
Oh, it's, you know, oh, now we can see our breath. He's close. It's cold. But yeah, it was some cheating.
He put the cheat code in.
You know what? Let's screw all this. We're dancing around it. Did enough people die?
No.
Was there a death that made you feel sadness, frustration, or anger? Not like Lyanna Mormont. That's a whole death in itself that we'll touch on later. Was there a single death that you were like, man?
Not until
I didn't know they was gonna take that from me.
Unmoved.
Not until like a whole day later. And even then, it was only because of the people who died. I felt sad the most about him, Jorah Mormont. Especially when you go back and you watching the whole show.
Yeah,
he's in majority of the episode, right? I felt bad for him because of that, but he was not a central character.
Nope.
I wasn't close to Jorah. I wasn't close to Theon. I wasn't close to Beric. And I was closest to Lyanna. And
why is Ed the first one we lose? Like, somebody cares about Ed Stark.
Because
why is he the first, like, and they zoom in on him. He died saving Sam.
Listen, there have been quite a few Brothers of the Night's Watch. Whose watch has ended trying to save Sam or help Sam or something along those
lines. Sam is a liar damn ability.
But Sam, he is what he is. He got lucky. I don't think he's a punk because he went. If he was a punk, he wouldn't have gone.
He killed the first White Walker.
He killed a White Walker. He killed a Thin by luck. Like, he got lucky. He's not a soldier.
Bro, everybody that wasn't
he's a reader.
And Ed and Lyanna got lucky.
Bro, every single time somebody of importance was supposed to die, somebody else of importance was there to somehow save them and pull them out of the ass crack of doom. I just don't get it.
Except for when Sam was supposed to die, John looked at him and said, I'm out.
Listen, Jon Snow.
John said, I'm out.
Kept it pushing, and I cackled because he definitely looked at Sam like he was Michelle. And they were Beyonce, and they stepped right over him and kept it moving.
You will nobody will ever disrespect Jon Snow again, because that man was a stray soldier in that episode. He chased down White Walkers and Whites and the Night King. I mean, he went after them.
And then he lost it and, like, was just completely frustrated and just stands up and yells at Viserion. But, I mean, I'm not saying Jon didn't do his thing, because obviously Jon's stamina at this point is unparalleled.
Yes.
We brought up Jorah. And Jorah dying. Can we discuss how that's Daenerys' fault? I really don't like Daenerys, so anytime I could take a shot at Danny, old Danny Tanner.
He was the first of her Queen's Guard. That was what he was supposed to do.
Why she land that dragon right there?
Because, well, it wasn't why she landed it. It was why she stayed there so long.
It doesn't matter. No, why did she land it?
Because the dragon's been flying the whole time. They need rest, too.
Man, you keep flying. Have you met a dragon? They got endurance.
Really? What dragons you know?
The one that I seen on the TV show.
The one that got swamped over.
You never seen How to Train a Dragon. I see. You ain't been doing your research.
I'm done with you.
You ain't been doing your research.
I mean, she should have got him to kick up earlier before they. Yeah. I mean, they all crawled up. And then at that point, he was like, I got to go, mama. Okay, so he left her.
Fight or flight, literally.
Literally.
I want to know when the zombies decided to stop flooding. Because they were just running over crap before. And then all of a sudden, they just going to start charging at Jorah. and Daenerys one at a time.
But I mean, if that's the case, you have to, I guess, suspend disbelief or whatever, because John, same thing happened when John is face to face with the Night King. He's like, square up. And the Night King was like, nah, I'm gonna raise these dead though. They all paused. None of them pounced on him to be able to kill him.
Well, that's because they started to humanize the Night King at some point. And this is a
fatal.
Because
he was smirking.
Well, this is a fatal flaw. This is what pissed me off so much about it. He's smirking at people. You're 10,000 years old. You don't need to be smirking at some lowly human because they try to blow fire on you.
And
just kill things.
This could be because I'm a girl, but he had some extremely well-shaped nails. I'm just going to say it. He gave us the smirk attitude without the actual smirk, but then we got of like, well, she just knew. Ooh, yeah. Danny knew. She was Dracarys. She just knew that she did it. And then
when the smoke cleared, he's sitting there doing his nails.
So the battle was happening, and then it just stopped being interesting.
It got rough.
We've been waiting for this episode. Not this season. Mm-hmm. We've been waiting for this singular episode, and it did not live up by any...
Okay, I'm going to make 2 points. One, in the behind the episode, D&D, you're talking about the show, I mean about the battle, and how they purposefully switched it up. Like, yeah, gave you the stuff in the different parts of the castle, the crypts, all that. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. The Battle of the Bastards wore me clean out. Because at some point during Battle of Bastards, I'm like, all right... Okay, and then the people, and then the Knights of the Vale ride in, and you're like, okay, finally, because it took a long time that I anticipated that it would feel lengthy. And then once I realized we absolutely weren't getting any Cersei, like I thought we weren't.
You're right, you called that.
I was like, okay, it's how much more time's left?
I'm looking at the time thinking, all right, they got like 27 more minutes.
Wrap
it
up.
Six more people that need to die. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
I'm looking at the episode like, man, they've been fighting for an hour. They are worn. That, to me, that builds more of the anticipation. I was thinking, okay, now somebody got to fall.
Yeah.
Like somebody important got to fall.
Right.
At the same, and when they didn't, of course, I was disappointed. But at the same time, I'm like, man, I'm tired for them. The dead don't get tired.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They were breaking out, and they did actually come up out of the crypts.
They like, did.
Yes,
which
they did
we were
nothing.
Wondering if that would, and everybody that died in the crypt were extras. But Sansa, let's talk about it.
Wait a minute.
Nope,
a minute.
We're going
choose
there.
Words carefully.
I you am going choose to choose
carefully.
Them deliberately.
Do it.
Because Sansa, you so smart.
She is.
You have made these relationships with the people in the north and
she
blah,
has.
Blah, 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 blah.
Very strong.
And you're so smart. You're the smartest person your sister knows.
That's what
And
Arya
she had
said.
To tell you to stick them with the pointy end. Girl, wait.
That was a callback. Come on.
Obviously, but she
Arya,
wasn't even prepared.
Arya.
She didn't even have all the dragon glass that we have brought and distributed. You didn't think to grab one because why? Because
she is a lady.
When we broke out to different plot points, like when we're in the crypt or when we're with the Hound or Arya in the library or whatever, those things were interesting. In the crypt, though, and I know it probably fired Antoine up, Missandei's clapback?
Let me tell you. Let me speak on it. First off, Missandei, who is talking to you?
Yeah.
Don't matter.
Second off, who was talking to you?
Don't matter.
Okay? Like, that, like, it's not your business. All right,
like,
you
hey,
stay where you're supposed to stay.
Tyrion,
handmaid tale.
Just know, while you talked about my queen, you'd already be dead if she wasn't here.
That's right.
Enjoy your day. And it was no lies told.
First off, nobody was talking to her. That's really all I got. See? You stay out of grown folk business. Okay? You have to be a certain status to approach Sansa. Okay? It's Sansa and Tyrion.
And
okay?
She ran up.
She should have got handled.
The thing is,
somebody should have put some hands on her.
That's loyalty right there.
I needed more from the crypt.
Too.
Nobody's dead.
A lot of them should have been Walker snacks.
Right. If nothing else, I needed people to die to clear up this muck.
We got to clear it out.
For these last three episodes, 4, 5, and 6, there are way too many people alive.
In the preview for the next episode, it's about to be mass funeral burning happening. It's a crematorium on the front lawn of Winterfell. Just ashes to ashes. Mm-hmm. That's all y'all. All right.
Overall, Night King, when he threw the javelin and killed him, we had high expectations. It was a high bar. Now that, you know, we've seen him and he's no longer alive, how do we feel about the Night King and how all of that was handled?
Being that he was my favorite character, or at least one of them, they cheapened him. That's kind of
I feel like he'd been sassy the whole time, but to that episode was another level of sass we haven't really seen.
Right.
Yes.
But he's done so in a way that was so gangster up until this point. Mm-hmm.
You forget that he hasn't actually said a word because the way he carries himself.
Yeah.
You just look like, oh, man, you talk
that. That's just it. That makes his character. The fact that he does all of this with no facial expressions is it. They cheapened him by giving him a facial expression in this one episode.
He never at any point wanted smoke with Jon Snow. He didn't want that smoke. He saw Jon Snow kill that general and it pissed him off.
You don't stick around by trying to go run head first into all danger like Jon Snow does. Unless you're Jon Snow, apparently.
I needed him to do that, though. And I feel like that's where I want my money back. Let's be honest here. We've seen the Night King with his bare hands kill one human in 8 seasons, and that was Theon. That was the first one that we've ever seen him kill with his own hands.
Somebody else always did it.
I expected him to walk through Winterfell, kind of like Jon Snow walked through Winterfell with the walkers. I had such high expectations. I wouldn't be as disappointed with the way the episode ended if I got that moment. I feel like I didn't get to see the Night King be the Night King.
So that's where my problem is. Okay, we're looking through this. We're looking at this through the lens of somebody who watches a million shows
where
there's a bad guy, and we're used to seeing a bad guy do bad guy things, which is be a little cocky, a little arrogant. What set him apart? He has all the power. He doesn't need to do any of that stuff that we mere humans got to do. It's apples to oranges here. He doesn't need to kill things because he has an undead army. You don't last 10,000 years again by trying to do everything yourself. You think Jon Snow is the first one that he's ever wanted to smirk at and kill with his own hands?
I think aside from the Night King being like cheapened, somebody should have died.
And here's
like,
and here's and why.
And I wanted and him
by
to
the
do
whites,
it.
They'd be fine if they died by whites' hands.
Why would you not wait until your whites have killed everything that was moving except Bran, and then walk into the castle? You don't need to walk in as the Night King in the midst of all of this. You got a million dead things, maybe, and you're making more.
Maybe he walks in because he doesn't have his dragon at that point.
No, he walks in because they humanized him, because they wanted to give him a weakness that he had never implied before.
I guess I could see that.
Have we ever seen the Night King in the situation to where his goal is so close to him?
Yeah.
So when has he been that close to Bran in that type of scenario?
First of all, it's not Bran necessarily. He attacks whatever's in front of him. Maybe there's an end goal.
Right, but his goal is to get to Bran, though.
To get to Bran, and we've never seen him that close to him.
I think that he thought he had won.
Yes.
That's my point.
And that's why he exposed himself that way.
That's my point. That's because at that point,
but the thing is he knows for real, the only person who is a threat to him that he knows of is Jon Snow. And he knew he had Jon pinned inside wherever that corridor was with Viserion.
But I wonder if there's going to be more information that comes out that kind of connects like a Jon Snow or Daenerys or whatever somehow to or Bran to the Night King.
I hope so.
To where we do see, like you were saying, Lee,
his weakness,
we see Night King step out. Because then why didn't he send...
That's not an end goal, though. That's what Bran said he thought the end goal was.
It's to kill him, right, to erase history.
But he obviously was coming toward Bran. He only was coming...
Right.
Like, if you think about it, if the goal was just to kill, they still had a whole lot of work left to do, evidenced by the people that are still walking around breathing.
Right.
But he, the Night King, was making his way to the Weirwood Tree.
My point is, Bran is a target, but he's only a target. He's the most important target that's close. That does not justify him rushing in. As you said, he could find him whenever he wanted to. As you said, there's nowhere that they were going to go. He knew that. They knew that. There's literally nothing to justify him rushing in like that.
For all of the way that the Hound is, he absolutely is here for Arya at all times. So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
The getting the Beric Hound, getting her to the, getting, you know, the library and getting Melisandre there. And her basically giving her the motivation to go ahead and go. Because what do we say to the God of Death? Not today.
Not today.
Hail to the no.
Not today. And so that was really dope. And then also the callbacks to, you shut brown eyes. You've shut blue eyes now. Go shut these blue eyes. Now green eyes are left. Mm-hmm. Cersei.
I'm okay with Arya being the one. to kill. Let's talk about her this episode. She was dope the entire episode. She was the saving grace from the first minute she was in to when she's given the dagger to the wonderful, the beautiful Sansa.
No.
Here you go.
To where her dopest moment, Arya, wasn't when she killed the Night King.
It was when she started fighting them white.
No, it was the library scene. It was when she's doing like that real Bravos type stuff where she's sneaking around.
She was light as a it was cool, quick as a cat, light as a feather or whatever.
I love that suspense. It was cool, but
it was cool. I liked it at the time, but in hindsight, a lot of things changed. And you're gonna tell me that she can sneak from the invisible door in whatever room they were in, you know, through the courtyard, through the Godswood, past the White Walkers. To get a chance to jump. I get that, but can you use that trick in the library?
Why can't you?
She didn't. That's my point. Oh. If she got the ghost ninja powers, what's she doing in the library wasting all that damn time?
I mean, she was trying to stick and move. Man, she also was trying to recover because she took a blow to the head.
She took a blow to the head. Like, maybe she was still a little concussed.
She was concussed, okay? Oh, so she was in protocol.
They took her to the blue tent.
She was in protocol.
They said, who the president?
She was in protocol.
Well, she should have sat out of play.
She couldn't sit out of play because the team needed her. So they were like, take this shot, girl. She needed a moment to try to gather herself.
You don't get a concussion and go back out there and you scramble quarterback. No, you had to hand it off a couple times.
But you can creep around silently.
Once you get back together.
In the library.
And not to mention, all of Arya's actions during the battle were post-coital. Okay, she just had some
here
sex.
Here we are
trying to.
We're just going to ignore all the years of training that she had.
No, I'm just saying. I'm like, there was a lot going on that night.
She has
trained for years. She did it, and now she's got to go do it.
And so I get how she was able to do that. I think they did Arya perfectly, or almost perfectly, not perfectly, but I think they did a really good turn for her. I don't understand the library scene, especially if she's.
But
you know
really,
what I'm saying?
I mean, aside from the fact that she was in protocol, we needed a break.
If that library scene is not in the episode, then we go from those first 15 minutes that I love, fast forwarded to a couple of Jon Snow moments in the kingdom or whatever, and then Arya. Like, that takes up.
Yeah.
We're down to like a five.
I agree with that library scene.
And then also the Hound scenes with Melisandre and Beric and him giving himself up and all that. We needed something else.
That
what the hell door did she go through?
We don't got a blueprint. We don't know the hound.
Well, now I don't know. She knows the ins and outs of the building, but we see, you know, the Hound and Melisandre come out at the very end. But we just saw Arya disappear. We don't know
what
door she went through.
The room. Okay. For all that we know, she shimmied up a tailpipe.
Well,
Think about where Bran would climb the tower.
That's exactly what I was just
about
to say.
She would know that castle in and out.
Yeah, her and Bran used to do that stuff all the time as kids.
And I agree, we just kind of got to assume.
We got to assume that
she just got there. Like, well,
of course, unless you're me. And then I'm like, look, Jon was not yelling at the dragon. She was yelling go at the dragon.
He watched the damn thing.
And I got some people on Facebook
that said
it wasn't happening.
He was telling Arya.
Yeah,
right.
He was telling Arya to go. He was literally yelling, go.
I saw that.
Why would you stand up and give yourself up in front of a dragon and yell, go, at the dragon? Now, if you go back and watch it, you will see Jon was trying to get to the Godswood. He tries three different times. The first two times, the dragon is further back, sweeping the whole courtyard with fire. That last time, the dragon was sitting there watching Jon. You saw that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he jumped out and he's like, go, the dragon's head was there. That's when Arya had to have snuck by behind him or under him or something. Had to, because before he was back there sweeping the whole courtyard.
Right, and now the dragon was like leaking fire. Flank. Like
yeah.
it
oh,
was funny because
they ripped his neck open.
Yeah, he's leaking fire. It's coming out of his mouth and out of his nose area.
Is anybody else wondering what the hell they were holding on to? I understand if you're just flying up there all willy nilly, but if you're in a dragon fight with craziness going on,
and
all you got
dropped.
Is them little damn horns to hold on to,
they were just holding.
I wonder that
you got
every
the kung
single
fu grip. Don't
actually,
you?
I don't wonder what they're holding on to. I wonder what exactly Daenerys is doing. Like, are you able to steer? Whatever you're grabbing onto, are you able to steer?
I give her the benefit of the doubt. She's the mom. She might have some kind of mental link and a bond. And I know she does with
Drogon. It's kind of like Avatar when they fly in the movie Avatar.
But Jon Snow, he ain't controlling nothing. He's just along for the ride.
Yeah.
So, Lyanna, I know why you're saying she's selfish, but her death to me was on par with Olenna Tyrell's, and you know she's my absolute favorite character.
Mm-mm.
But
her supersedes Olenna's, I think.
You think?
Oh,
she took a giant
with her.
But Olenna crushed Jamie's soul Cersei's soul.
She took a giant with her.
But she,
and she can't even go on field trips without permission slip.
Tell Cersei. Okay? I want her to know. But no, I think it was my absolute, like, probably second favorite death in the show, which is like, oh, why do you have favorite deaths? But it matters.
Especially in this show.
For her, it was extremely on brand, and she won her death. She died, but she won. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just some boss move stuff. But now we're no more House Mormont.
Can we talk about how bad Jon wants to die, though?
Listen.
This is like the third or fourth time he's literally stood up in the face of death.
He's stupid.
And y'all just keep giving him promotions. He like, stop. I don't want it.
I've been trying to kill myself for 6 seasons.
I don't want this promotion.
I ain't even apply for this job. Why is y'all hiring me?
They were like, supposed to be on the wall.
They were like, oh, well, we saw your LinkedIn profile. He's like, I don't even have one. I don't understand. Like, he was like, oh, okay, I'm going to be a bastard. I'm going to go to the wall. Cool. All right, I just want to be a ranger. Well, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to be steward to the Lord Commander so he can train you for leadership. But I just want to range, though.
Yeah.
No, dead, now you're the Lord Commander. But I didn't ask to be, okay, now you're dead. Now you're the King of the North. Wait, I didn't do what? Now not only you're the King of the North, you're the true heir to the Iron Throne. So, I just want to go to sleep.
All right, so real quick, we haven't actually talked about the moment when Arya killed the Night King. I like the drop and pop move that she did with the dagger. Switch,
and she, first of all,
she showed Brienne first.
She did.
Yes, she did.
It was like, first of all, season seven, she has been, her training has been impeccable, because everything that she learned, she ended up using. Going back to Cereal Pharrell, everything that she took, like she learned in Bravos. Again, the wave whipped her ass on a daily basis. And so now she's really good with the staff. Then we had that blade, and to use that knife that Littlefinger created this entire world that we know for the show, mm-hmm. with all his nonsense, by that blade to save the world, mm-hmm. like to save Bran. It was supposed to take Bran's life, but it saved. It was just really like poetic, mm-hmm. I guess. But she, that blade drop switch, because when she jumps out of the air or jumps in the air and he grabs her, I audibly gasped, like clutch my pearls, audibly gasped, like, oh my God.
Yeah. I thought I heard bones crack. Like, I thought like he caught her, and I think it was like crackling of him, but I thought like when he caught her, like her bones was crackling.
Like kind of like the giant did Leanna, like an instant throat. And I was like, oh my God. And because at this point, take whoever else, don't take Arya.
Yeah.
And then she dropped the blade and stabs him with the pointy end, and I just got all of my life.
Well, she jumped on him like a spider monkey.
I'm going to say this, and Alicia's not going to appreciate it. At that point, nobody had died. So if they decided to take Arya in that moment,
Theon, I'd have been like,
well, at least that
nobody
happened.
Worth a
ain't
damn
nobody
had died.
Nobody worth a damn Theon. Worth a damn died, period.
That's what I'm saying. So if they took Arya at that moment, I would have been okay.
And you know what? I would have been really mad, but it would have given me what I expected of the episode. And because overall, I thought I was going to end that episode and be emotionally wrecked. And I was not.
I got a couple questions for y'all. One, what'd you think of how Theon went out? The charge.
It was perfect.
It was how.
You think the charge was good?
Like, I mean, at that point, Bran dismissed him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Theon.
That was going to be, one of my other questions. Do you think he did it because of what Bran said? Or do you think he was going to do it anyway and Bran knew it?
At that point, he had gone
I'm talking about how he did it.
I think he was going to do it anyway, because he knew he was in a lose-lose at that point. Because
the look on his face looked like he decided how to die based on what Bran said.
I think I'm kind of leaning with Alicia. Like, I feel like he saw the situation he was in. He goes, it's me and
all of them. I've run out of arrows.
Well, I was thinking more so like the support he has. It's just me and my little brother over here.
As soon as he started that charge, I was like,
no, you knew it was over. Knew it was over.
Once he got like Brandon, but I'll say Theon did his job.
He did work.
He did his job because he defended Bran to the death. Like, he did what he was supposed to do. And I think going that way, if nothing else, he gave us the time that we needed and the distraction that we needed. Maybe they were watching Theon run.
Well,
and then that allowed Arya to slip in.
Can we find some more dragon glass? Can we melt some rocks?
What's the dragon glass going to do that a sword won't do at this point? You just build a weapon.
The only people that build weapons are whites. And the more green things, just mashed potatoes and cone.
Yeah, now we just building weapons to build weapons. At this point, we got the swords.
We don't need the dragon glass. And if we do, just shoot on down to Dragonstone. scoop up some more.
We don't need none. That's a waste of time. That's a waste of time.
We don't need
them. Why do we need dragon glass? I mean, the
trenches. Oh, and
not anymore now. But exactly. I mean, during the battle, though.
But again, Melisandre with the MVP moment.
She came through.
Getting that daggone trench lit. Because they were trying. Arya was shooting the arrows. They were trying. And it was nothing doing. She was this close to dying.
Well, you know, she had been wrong about a lot of stuff.
She knew how to strike a match, though. Thanks, girl.
Man, I wish I could talk to y'all about some of the stuff in the books. But that's another time.
I'm really glad I won't let you. All right. So, give me a quick prediction on what happens next episode.
All right.
Cersei's pissed.
Next episode, I think Varys dies. I think Varys dies. I'm going to say next episode, but I mean, I don't have anything to base next.
All right, but we're going for next episode, though.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm going to say Varys dies. I'm also going to say they make the march, and you know what? I really don't think anybody dies the next episode. Well, I mean, somebody will die, but I mean, I don't think anybody important dies next episode. This is going to be the whole march towards Westeros.
Yeah. We got to, well, we're going to, first, we're going to burn some bodies.
Yes.
We're going to have some fumes. But I also think on the march down, we need to also bust some asses and some heads.
We need to call Bannerman.
The Glovers. Oh, y'all didn't think we were going to survive? I'm running up in Deepwood Mott.
Yeah, there's going to be some frays left. We still got the Vale of Arryn that you need to round the troops.
You need to get all through River Run. Everybody, you need to, that's another thing.
Moat Cailin.
And as we see in the preview, Daenerys is raising a glass and they're actually cheering with her this time. So I think we're calling the banners to squad up and head down to Cersei. Cersei's going to be livid that they survived. She's going to be even more pissed that Tyrion and Jaime are alive.
I don't think she's going to be livid. I think she's going to be, I think she's going to think it sucks. But I think she's going to be happy that they won, and mainly because their army is diminished.
She said that in season 7. That's what she was planning for anyway.
She can kill each other.
Regardless, it's going to be
whoever's left.
Yeah. I think going into next episode, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have a prediction. Something has to happen. Because every episode we've discussed was a setup for the next episode. Mm-hmm. We are 3 episodes in a 6-episode season. We have to stop setting up and things actually have to happen. Even this Battle of Winterfell was a setup
for
whatever's about to happen. So we have to stop doing that.
We got some loose ends to tie up between now and then, right?
No, I don't want to tie up no more loose ends. Need stuff to happen.
We're not tying up.
I don't want to tie up. I don't want any more reunions. I don't want any more closure on situations just to fall asleep.
I'm just talking about specific arcs, okay? We still got Yara.
Arcs don't mean anything. Brienne's still alive.
But they do, though.
To who?
To me, to us, to people that want good television episodes.
But we got the arcs. A lot of arcs we said we felt
if we don't touch on the Iron Islands, I'm pissed. If we don't touch on the Iron Fleet, I'm pissed.
Because I don't think they're tying up anything.
But other than, I'm not even sure how many more or how much is left of the Iron Fleet that's not Euron's.
Nothing. There's not much of it at all.
Yeah, so we have to. We have to.
Well, you know how to be skipping time and stuff.
Right, and I think maybe we'll get some.
I think Yara.
3 seconds later, we'll get something fast forwarded.
I think they build more ships.
They better fast forward their ass to King's Landing. I'm sick. I don't care about the Iron Islands. I'm sorry, Lee. I don't care about that. I don't care about building those ships. I need something to happen.
Somebody got to be with child.
I'm trying to tell you what's got to happen.
And where's this baby? Because I'm thinking the baby is in episode 5.
Which baby?
Both. One. No, actually, I don't think Cersei's pregnant. But
no, she's pregnant.
I ain't got time for no pregnancy.
But that baby ain't getting born.
That new Targaryen baby is.
But Cersei baby ain't getting born. There was a prophecy.
No. Yeah, she had three kids.
Not
gold
four.
Will be their crowns. That's right. And gold will be their shrouds.
That's right. She gonna die. She's gonna lose the baby.
Both of y'all are annoying the heck out of me.
But
right now.
What?
We talk about what's got to happen.
But it's King, nothing so worth a damn.
We're Sounds getting to King's Landing.
Relax. There's nothing that either one of you guys said that's going to make me stand up and be excited about an episode.
Are we about to go to war again?
And that needs to be the final war. I just need something to happen.
I want them to get back to being willing to kill off people. That's why people stuck to the show.
But maybe the setup was we get you through the Battle of Winterfell and you're like, whew, child, we made it through. Nobody died. Listen. And then we get to put the murder game down.
Oh my God, listen.
Within the next 2 episodes.
10 minutes into next week, if they kill Tyrion or somebody like that, they got me hooked for the rest of the season. Straight up.
I mean, I'm clearly going to watch.
I mean, if they kill somebody that we all know is going to live to the end in the first 5 minutes of next week, I'm hooked.
The first 5 minutes of episode 4 is going to be somebody ironing clothes because that's what they've been doing this whole damn season.
Thank you for checking out another episode of The Review. Peace.